The first international chess tournament took place in London in 1851, and down the road, just 16 years later, the Marquess of Queensberry established the modern rules of boxing. Not long ago, the twain met in unlikely fashion. Only a Game's Ron Schachter recently traveled to England to learn about the sport, combining rooks and ropes, pawns and punches, bishops and body blows, knights and knockouts, and kings and kidney punches, and he has our story.
It's a Saturday morning at a small gym buried in London's East Side, not far from the future site of the 2012 Summer Olympics. Half a dozen amateur boxers practice their footwork in the ring on one side of the room. No one pays much attention to the line of chessboards set up on the other side. But that'll change shortly when members of the London Chess Boxing Club dive into the hybrid sport they've been practicing for the last 2 years, and one not likely to make it to the Olympics anytime soon.
All right, now what are you going to do? You're going to target to the body. You throw to the head, and the second one goes to the body. I'll show you how to block to the body.
Chess boxing alternates three-minute rounds in the ring with 4 minutes of speed chess. A full bout lasts 11 rounds, and there's a point system in case neither of the competitors wins by knockout, checkmate, or resignation. Today, these chess boxers move from sparring with a coach or banging away at the big bags hanging from the ceiling to the green and white vinyl chessboard spattered with sweat.
Okay, this is a dangerous position now. You got your horse in my king's side, my horse is on your king's side. Who's going to get there first?
Rajko Vujatovic, a somewhat muscular chess master, keeps a red boxing glove on his left hand and the other glove tucked under his arm as he contemplates his next move. To Vujatovic, chess boxing makes complete sense.
The thing about chess boxing is you have the ultimate mind sport and the ultimate physical sport, and there's just a tension between the two, because you could suddenly be knocked out or suddenly fall prey to a checkmate. It can just be ended at any time in any discipline. That's why it's really taken off.
Chess boxing was conceived in a French comic book 18 years ago. It found its first practitioners more than a decade later in Germany and Russia. And in 2008, British cage fighter Andrew "The Rock" Costello, who no doubt became Andrew the Rook Costello at the chessboard, raised the interest of his countrymen when he vied for a chess boxing title in Cologne, Germany.
That's it. Remember, if you get tired, breathing. That's where all your energy comes from, your breath.
Tim Woolgar founded the London Club at about the same time, and membership has fluctuated between one and two dozen, evenly split between those who boxed first and those who started off as chess players. Woolgar takes both backgrounds into account when he coaches.
Remember once you told me in a chess game, you just started moving your knights around for no reason, and right enough, a game was lost. Same thing, think of your fist like those knights, you know, they don't need to move to unnecessary squares. They're by your head, and then they're on the target, and then they're back to their position.
Woolgar himself fought in high school and college. In his first chess boxing match, he even authored his own Rocky story with the help of a few gambits.
I didn't really quite feel that I had my timing back in the actual boxing, so I needed to show a lot of heart and grit to get through that. I got a few punches, black eye, a couple of punches on the ear, but I managed to come through, and then finally I checkmated him. So, you know, that's what a chess boxing match is like.
The transition from boxing ring to chessboard requires multiple skills, says club member Nick Cornish, who's fought in several of the fight nights organized by Woolgar at London pubs.
If you're not mentally strong when you sit down at the chessboard in between the boxing rounds, then you can fall to pieces. Your brain can go to jelly and you see the pieces, but you don't know what to do with them. Your body is sucking up all the oxygen and you're tired, adrenaline's pumping, you have to get yourself into control. And it's a definite skill to do both.
Rajko Vujatovic agrees, adding that his strong background as a player and teacher gives him an edge each time he switches to the chessboard.
I have learned to control my emotions. Playing competitive chess, you have to forget what's happened in the past. You have to forget you've just done a bad move. You just want to concentrate on the here and now, the position on the board. So I've got an advantage there, but it's very, very difficult if you're new to chess, because it's the most natural thing in the world to think about being punched on the nose 10 seconds before.
The day jobs of these amateurs run the gamut from driving a forklift to international banking. Woolgar has expanded the club's membership by offering introductory sessions. It's in that spirit that I step into the ring with him.
Whoa, run. What a punch. Don't forget to guard the midriff area.
That's a
good punching one. Now you just got to put a little bit more energy in.
After three breathless minutes, it's on to the chessboard. Well, what was that about your brain turning to jelly?
What sort of a defense would you call this run you're playing here?
A panic.
Within six moves, my queen is gone, and I'm on the ropes, so to speak.
The knight has come to e7, and it's forking your king and queen, unfortunately. So there goes Her Majesty into my pocket.
My game is staggering so badly that I almost prefer to get back into the ring. But three more quick moves and I'm reduced to uttering no mas.
Once you take a few more training classes, I think you've got potential.
I'm not the only Yank giving it a go. Last year in Los Angeles, Andrew McGregor opened the first chess boxing club in the United States with half a dozen male and female members. McGregor says that the fledgling sport is proving a harder sell in this country.
In America, boxing and chess are culturally so distinct that it kind of was a quantum leap for this culture to say, like, well, one can do that. I think it's just because, yeah, boxers and chess players don't really mingle. There's this kind of nerd bully cultural dynamic in America that's pretty deep.
McGregor is hoping that an exhibition last month at a Hollywood nightclub puts chess boxing more prominently on the U.S. map, although he adds that the sport still has to make it through its novelty phase. But back in London, Woolgar insists chess boxing is more than a novelty and ready to assume its rightful place among legitimate sports.
There is potential here. I mean, the sport's been around now for nearly 10 years, and wherever it's staged, it always gets great publicity, great crowds. People really enjoy watching it. What a sport now is at a stage where it needs to grow and spread its wings and it really take off.
And Woolgar's looking for a corporate sponsor to provide the launching pad. In the meantime, he'll stage another fight night later this month in London. For Only a Game, I'm Ron Schachter.
Here comes the white queen in her crown, hidden in her jewels, she acts so stone. Here comes the white pawn right behind her, and there's others she could move around if she pleases when she's alone.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Perotti. Jack Flagler is our intern. We had help this week from Kelvin Brooks and from Howard Gelman at KQED in San Francisco. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view our photo galleries, subscribe to the Only a Game podcast, or listen to archived shows and stories, please visit our website, onlyagame.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game Radio. Our final word this week comes from Ron Schachter, whose chess boxing skills have apparently gone to his head.
I am the greatest!
Hey, wait a minute. That's not Ron. And when did the champ start playing chess? I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Where's your king? Are you alone? Where's your king? Are you alone? Let's play the game, don't play charade.
Support for Only a Game comes from WBUR Boston, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, committed to advancing health through nursing, on the web at thefutureofnursing.org. FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, working to maximize the effectiveness of charitable giving at fjc.org. And the Kauffman Foundation, working to advance innovations in education to expand human welfare. Learn more at kauffman.org. This is NPR.